No more petrol, is the slogan demonstrators repeated over and over as they marched through downtown Bogotá, protesting against the social and economic reforms proposed by Colombia's first ever leftist president. Policies Gustavo Petro says will fix decades of injustice and inequality, but that opposers argue will only worsen Colombia's plight.
We oppose a reform that will destroy our health system, pretending that it doesn't work when it does. A president who wants to give the health money to mayors and governors, all to satisfy his populist ideas.
The march, called by the right-wing Democratic Center Party of former President Álvaro Uribe, were the largest organized by the opposition since Petro took office in August. And they came just a day after supporters of the government took to the streets to support the reforms. Among them, a controversial health bill that would end private management of health funds while promising to increase coverage and access. El cambio. A reform bill that will now start what promises to be a torturous approval process in Congress, where it will likely face changes.
These rallies are a message for Petro. The streets are speaking up, saying that the reforms he wants to impose on us will not pass, and that Congress has to listen to us as well.
The government's opponents define themselves as patriots and saviors of a country they fear could slide away from democracy. Some flew the "Don't Tread on Me" flag used by Donald Trump supporters in the U.S. Confrontation came along the route when the most radical protesters met Petro's supporters.
And there were further tensions as the demonstration arrived here in Central Plaza Bolívar, where it faced off against a group of leftist indigenous teachers from the Cauca region in southwest Colombia who are here to protest against the current health system.
In Colombia's second city, Medellin, protesters clashed with the police as they tried to enter the office of the mayor, a Petro supporter. Others smashed a copy of the Peace Dove sculpture of renowned Colombian painter Fernando Botero, created in response to the 2016 peace process with FARC rebels. But despite these incidents, both the government and opposition rallies have been largely peaceful, considered by many to be a good sign in a country long defined by political violence and still learning to negotiate its differences peacefully. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.